Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, After Buzzers. It is Tuesday night here for The Voice, Season 12, Episodes 13 and 14. The knockouts begin, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. You guys, this is Johnny Gates singing.
Oh, no kidding.
We love you, Johnny. This was beautiful. I know. Love the song when Lady Gaga does it, but then I just have a special place in my heart for Johnny now.
Johnny did awesome with this. I wrote him a tweet, as you do, and I said that I thought it was a performance of the season. I thought it was so good.
This is so effortless. Okay, so we'll get to Johnny's performance, but let's start by saying hello. I am your host, Brooke Lacey, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H, and the shrinking man to my left.
Well, I was trying to go up a little bit. I thought I put my seat down too much, but it...
You're on my level now. This is good.
Yeah, whatever. I'm Chris Howard. Reach me at Chris Howard Live. Reach me quick, because I think I'm sinking. But at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll figure out my seat.
Hey guys, I'm Allie Bailey. You can find me on social media, AllieBailey_1.
All right, hello, so Allie. We do have the live chat up, and I'm loving that we already have so many people joining us. Maybe we can get it up there for you guys, and then I'll try to kind of...
I would love to see it.
I'll share. Yeah. I'm like, I have bad vision, so I have to have this so that I'm not squinting.
You have bad vision? How do you think your eyes feel when you call them bad?
Well, they should do their job better. Anyway, okay, so first up, on last night's episode 13, it was the kickoff of the knockout. And so first up, we had Chris Blue and Quiz. Personally, I love Chris Blue, and I've had him on my app team, on my team.
Oh, on your team.
I've
had him on my team, too.
On my phone since the beginning, and so I loved him. Chris sang Superstition by Stevie Wonder, which...
He nailed it. Yeah, he did so good.
And so I was a little nervous for him, because I was like, that's a Stevie Wonder song.
So tough.
But he nailed it. I don't know why we're surprised. I also love his moves. Like, when he gets on stage, he is so confident. And what I like to look for in a performer is, yes, you have to be able to sing. But I think it's so important that you... There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Clap your hands. That's what he said. Anyway. I'm such a nerd.
You're a nerd, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, thank you for confirming. No, I love watching him. Like, I feel like I'd go to a concert and I'd have so much fun if he were on that stage.
I know. And he was Alicia's final pick on her team. And I think last night Blake was saying how some of the coaches had a group text, and Blake was saying, I think he can win this whole thing.
Right.
And I think he's great. And I wasn't surprised that he won his battle, even though Quiz is phenomenal as well.
Yeah, so Quiz sang Chains by Nick Jonas.
It was my favorite Quiz performance up until now. Yeah.
Really?
I liked it. Yeah, I thought he did a really solid job. I liked it.
I did think it was a great song choice for him, because him and Nick Jonas have a very similar vocal tone. It's like a little bit nasally, but in a good way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that he did a great job picking. And I noticed this week they said I chose, like saying they picked their song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to know, maybe we'll get Johnny or you know, some
or the gang.
Yeah,
we want the gang.
The whole gang on.
This is going to be the party room.
Like, yeah. How much did you actually get to choose?
Well, what I thought was interesting too this season on The Voice is for these knockout rounds, they watched each other practice.
Right.
Before their performance. So, yeah, you kind of watch the going against.
Yeah, or it gives you an idea of, oh, you know what? I'm going to be sneaky and do this other thing because I see what they're going to do.
Yeah. But I kind of think that it's kind of cool, because then during the actual performance, you're not, like, so surprised with what you're seeing.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like, you kind of know what you're going up against.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I think the healthiest way to do it is to not care about the other person and just go out there and do your best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do your job.
Yeah.
Your job is to nail it. But, I mean,
I like that attitude.
Thank
but
you.
It is a competition, so
you're right.
You know.
Yeah.
So they ended up choosing Chris, which for me was hard because like they're both just so good for different reasons. I mm-hmm. thought that was the big thing tonight was a lot of people I wanted to go through and pair up differently because I was like, well, you can't put this person next to this person because they're so different.
That's part of what makes the show attractive though because it bugs you.
I know.
It like
they're doing a good job.
Sometimes they put up people like that are so similar too,
right?
Which I think is interesting because it's you really have to find the difference.
Right, and I think the coaches say, okay, I'm going to have this one of this type of artist on my team mm-hmm. and one of this type of artist.
Yeah.
So they purposefully put those ones together.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So they so Alicia chose Chris to move forward, and then Gwen stole Quiz. So
yes,
it's a happy day.
She's a softie. She's a softie. They yeah. keep stealing the young ones.
Okay.
Young'uns.
So Team Adam was next. We had Autumn and Hannah. So Autumn was the, she was in a girl band, mm-hmm. and then she went on to be a figure skating coach and a
yes,
English teacher.
Yes.
Petite has such
very
a powerful
pretty.
Voice,
very
beautiful. And then with up against Hannah, who's 15 years old, which there again, I was like, this is so hard. Like,
I know, and they're both so sweet, too.
But speaking of hard song choices, Autumn sang Respect by Aretha Franklin, which, oh, girl, like...
Respect.
Uh-huh. And then Hannah did Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. They're both so talented, and so this is hard because I don't want to be mean by any mm-hmm. stretch of the imagination, but while I love Autumn, I can see where I feel like Hannah, because A, she is so young, she's got so much room to grow, and if that's what she sounds like at 15, like, wowza.
Yeah.
But there's just something so unique about her voice, and it tells a story. If you just close your eyes and listen to her voice, it's so soothing.
Yeah,
and just
right now.
And then so here, well, this is Respect.
Oh,
so
which I thought was so fun.
Yeah,
and she totally rocked it.
Yeah, she did. I mean, she's all over it.
So much power for such a teen thing.
So it's not a bad performance on Autumn's part that would cause the choice of the other. Yeah.
Right. And so I think that's, like, at this point, the competition is so stiff. And I know somebody in the live chat, I think it was Betsy. I'm trying to keep up. There's so much going
that's
on.
That's great.
Yeah, we love
keep
I love
talking
that.
To us.
But said that, yeah. like, you know, at this point, it's going to come down a lot to song choice, because clearly they're all talented.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in those little twists and special touches they put on them. But yeah, I really think that I was, they chose Hannah, and I was so far, I agree with both of these choices. No steals. Would you guys agree?
She was, Hannah was so calm and was just totally at ease. And I think even Autumn knew after Hannah's performance that she just absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take a look at that? Would that be easier for you? Or?
Yeah, take it away. We'll put it in the center. There we go.
Okay.
Is this Hannah?
Yeah, this is Hannah. Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis.
And I love this song too.
But it definitely sounds like her singing. It doesn't sound too much
yeah.
like Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I love this choice. I mean, it's just a song that it evokes emotion.
Yeah.
And she goes to performing arts school in Orange County, so she's not far from us.
That's cool.
So maybe we'll...
local girl.
We'll get her in. Okay, so next up.
And as you go there, why don't I just give props to a few of these people talking on the...
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
So who are we saying hey to?
Yeah, we love your live chat here, guys, so keep it up. And I don't know about it, y'all, but my team keeps changing. So if you're on the live chat... And you don't have a team, make sure you get your team together. We got, and I'll just shout out to a couple of people because there is so much going on, like you said. That Dog is out there. Mr. Honest is going back and forth with That Dog.
Betsy,
Lil Jon. Brooke Lacey's out there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to shout out right now because there's so much going
totally.
On.
Totally. Keep them coming. So next up, we had Hunter and Johnny Gates, which if you tuned in with us, I guess two weeks ago,
yeah.
He was on, and we Johnny. Love him. He's an L.A. local, and we're just such fans. But Hunter was amazing as well. So Hunter's did... sang the song by Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. And he played the keyboard, which that is...
It was beautiful. It was haunting.
And Gwen had a... I kind of disagreed with Gwen when Gwen was like, I don't like when people try to change up classic
I agree
classic
with you.
Songs. Uh-huh. I was like, well, then what's the point of being an artist and a creative if you don't put your own touch on it? So I loved what he did with this.
It was spectacular.
Like, I would download this to put on my...
Mm-hmm. It was a really deep performance, I thought.
Amazing. I bet you he does this way in church.
And you know what I said? I thought that I got a Freddie Mercury vibe from him, which for me, I idolized Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is a legend. And
it's just
isn't this a little bit like Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I hear that. I heard that. It's just hauntingly good. It's like that.
It's like effortless too, though.
Yeah.
Like he just feels like he's giving you like all his emotions and his sorrows and hurt, but he's not like doing it for a show factor.
Yes, right. He doesn't have to perform.
His voice, like he sings
for himself or his. How do you say that? Like his voice speaks for himself.
Oh, speaks for itself. Yeah. Yeah. Sings for itself.
That great power, but then he can also flip that and it has a beautiful falsetto,
mm-hmm.
which I like. A lot of times I think people have one or the other, and
right.
So it's nice to see that control.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, you know, this song comes from, or it's in Rock of Ages. Have you seen the show?
Well, speaking of Rock of Ages, I originally thought that Johnny should be in Rock of Ages.
Yeah, we talked about that, actually.
And so, speaking of Johnny...
I remember now.
So, Johnny sang one of my favorite songs at the moment, mm-hmm. which is Lady Gaga's Million Reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was beautiful. Maybe I'm being biased because I'm just a big fan of Johnny's.
Yeah.
But he just makes it so effortless.
I think we all have a crush on Johnny now.
But like when he would go into those like high notes, it was just like all of a sudden they were just there.
And I feel like we were really able to focus in on that more because he wasn't playing the guitar in this performance.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought
because he's got such stage presence. Yes. I mean, charisma. And
this was nice because he was just standing there. He was solid. Like
He owned it.
He didn't need to be moving while he's great at dancing around and guitaring. This was really nice because it was just a vulnerable moment.
I mean, I watched this thinking already. This guy is the voice. He owns it. He's got it. He's all over it.
Why, here comes. I just want to get like a lighter out and do this.
That must have been a really tough one for Gwen.
That
very
to,
tough.
It was hard because.
See, that. So easy for her.
No, I know.
It pisses me off, kind of.
I know. Well,
like, I don't know.
We should have gotten stolen. Why did they get stolen?
I do know that Johnny performs a lot locally here in LA at Hotel Cafe and things, so I've already been like,
when
are we going
to
get
a show?
We should all go.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll get him back in. We'll
bring the dude with you, too.
Hey, duh. Of course. So, you know, I really liked Hunter tonight. He kind of put himself on the map for me tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, so hard.
But he did. You know? He did. If you remember last week, Hunter was fantastic, too. He had this just very unique, both of his last two performances. So
yeah.
So good job to Hunter. We miss you, Johnny. Okay. next up for Team Blake, we had Cassie Joy and Felicia. Cassie Joy sang My Church. And I definitely thought that, because that is a song that's really, I don't know if you guys listen to country music, but like that song is and was overplayed on the radio so much. And so this was so nice because it was still recognizable, but she still just made it her own, and it sounded really different, and she played up like the whole yodeling thing. Yeah. And
the only thing that really stood out to me, I'll be honest, and because I'm a fan of Cassie, but was that last final note that she hit, and I was like, wow, that was awesome. That rocked.
I mean, I thought her performance was such a solid, amazing performance. I thought that her song choice was definitely a little bit safer than Felicia's with the Celine song.
Totally agree on that.
So, Felicia sang My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
one.
Very brave.
And which I thought she like, I thought she killed it. I thought it was so good.
She looked beautiful in that white jumpsuit. I was like, can I borrow that? but she... Okay. I don't know how what you guys think. Feel free to contradict. But I feel like, with the two of them, they're both so talented. Mm-hmm. I feel like Cassie Joy's something more that would, like... appeal to the masses as far as like country. I could see her rocking out on the Country Music Awards and like selling in that factor, but I definitely think Felicia has more talent.
Not more talent, but
I just mean
maybe more like a distinct voice.
It's just I don't want to say more talent because talent is like a is an opinion,
but the ability to nail a song like that and to do it so well takes a lot of
So I think so they chose Cassie. So this is what my point being is that they picked Cassie
because she's more marketable.
I kind of feel like a lot of it comes down to it is a TV show. It is what's going to sell and what's going to. And that's an art in itself. Yeah. So, you know, but...
I agree with you. Yeah. I think that Blake saw more potential in Cassie,
For
and I think
Blake,
that's why he went with her.
I mean, Blake's a country dude, and he saw... Yeah. That fits... Cassie fits that spot on his team, I think, more than...
But I think Blake stole Felicia last week, so...
I think he did, too. Yeah.
But she, I mean, she clearly has the chops, is my point. Yes. Like, she needs... She needs to be booking solid work.
Well, I think we saw several people go home in the knockouts that clearly have the chops.
I think the talent is amazing this season. I think it's so great.
And it's not often. Well, I mean, it's not always that way, is what I would say.
Sometimes
it's like it seems like it's a little bit more subpar. This season seems very, very strong.
Yeah.
So next up, we had Team Adam, Johnny Hayes versus Josh West. I know you had Johnny Hayes on your team.
I did,
last
but
week,
I changed
right?
it. That's what I'm telling
you
guys.
It.
These are changing.
When did you change it?
I don't know, but I put Josh on my team after this knockout.
So I circled Josh because I was.
There's
I don't
Josh.
Know where this week it hit me that I was like, I love him.
Yeah.
Like came out of nowhere almost.
Like, I just love his whole, like, 80s rocker vibe. And for his age, what, he's 17 or 18.
You're kidding me. I didn't even realize that.
He's like a little rock nerd. Him and Adam were talking
about
this.
The notes that he was hitting in this and the...
And I love that he's like... I feel like sometimes for our, like, younger generation, it's all about just, like,
techno
and pop and stuff that's been, like... auto-tuned.
Right.
And for him to be hopefully bringing this back of, like, chops and performance, love it. And props to his hair.
Props to his hair.
So, I think he's so unique, and I love that he did this little kick in the middle, like...
Right? Bruce Lee, they called it?
Yeah.
He's so calm, and he just, like, went up there, did his total rocker thing, and then just walked off and was like, whoa.
I love when he, like, dropped to his knees at the end. He was just living in that moment.
Like, when he's talking, you wouldn't think that he would do that.
See, you know what I'd love to see him do? I was listening to Jesus Christ Superstar in the car the other way, Gethsemane. That, you know that song?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, man, do some rock from, like, a real... Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Totally. And I bet you he could do it. He could pull it off.
But not to chump change Johnny Hayes. He's obviously very talented, very and good. He's saying... Statesboro Blues, very Stevie Ray Vaughan vibe. I think my dad would like it. You know, like sounds like what we would like listen to in the car.
It didn't do anything for me, though.
It was just a little bored. Like,
yeah, I like him, but it didn't do anything for me.
So surprise, surprise. Josh West was picked,
and I'm very
happy with him.
Yeah, me too, and excited to see him continue in the lives.
Mr. Honest here says. 110%, you can't do just a good enough job doing a Celine Dion song. I guess that's in reference to Felicia. And I guess we can finally say bye Felicia, right?
Sorry.
That is horrible.
Oh, she's so okay, sweet. I take that back.
You've been waiting for that. You told me. That was you.
I didn't know I was going to love her so much. Okay, we're going to skip over that moment because I feel bad. Anyway, next up, Team Alicia. We had Ashley and Lily. And... Ashley sang Fancy. It's hard. With these two, I kind of just feel this season I'm a little underwhelmed by the female talent,
really?
Which I don't want that to be the case, but, like, and maybe it'll grow on me as we get more.
You got people that like Brinley. You got people that are just really rocking it,
but
though,
in
too.
But in these two, that's where I noted. I was like, they're both good, but I'm just kind of bored.
Right.
I love her low register. But next up was Lily saying Tears.
See, I thought Lily nailed it on this song.
I thought she did too. But I love Amy Winehouse. Like,
yeah, me too.
So I
did you watch the movie? Her movie?
No.
Please watch the Amy Winehouse movie. What is
but
it?
But I haven't watched it because it's I've heard that some people. I heard like her mom thought that it was an inaccurate depiction.
Watch it.
It's
got real footage. It's got raw footage. There's so much raw footage that it's hard to be.
Okay, we should watch it.
Okay, then I'll watch.
Must watch it
because I have her records and I play them.
Must because it gives you the background of the stories of the songs. Yeah.
Okay, so that's on my to-do list. But Lily sang "Tears Dry on Their Own" by Amy Winehouse. I really liked her song choice a lot. I think that Ashley should have maybe picked a different song. It was just a little boring.
Yeah, Ashley's song did nothing for me. That was the thing.
I loved Lily's actual performance, too. Like, you could tell she was so, like, into the moment and into the song.
She stood there and she owned it.
Yeah.
And I only glanced a couple of times at the performance. I was listening, and I looked, and I'm like, I was in my car, and I'm like,
To me, she just seems
in her face.
So, like, in control.
Authentic, too.
Yeah.
And Amy Winehouse, that's a hard, a hard one to do.
By the way, Princess Angel Forever says, "Hi, guys, I'm sad that Johnny's gone, too."
Oh, hi, Princess Angel, I know, we're sad, but we're gonna find some new favorites.
I'm sure we'll see Johnny again in the future somewhere performing.
That's right.
Yep, we'll all go.
Ashley, surprisingly, I thought that Lily was gonna win this round.
Me too.
But Ashley won, but it's okay because both Adam and Blake tried to steal Lily. They're fighting over her. So she ended up going with Adam, and I think that'll be great.
Good.
And she's still in. So next up we have so this is the start of round 2, episode 14.
Mm-hmm.
Started off with Team Alicia. It was Anatolia and Dawson.
Love Dawson. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. So Anatolia sang "Two Black Cadillacs" by Carrie Underwood. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I'm curious to see how she does with country.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly she's got the chops and the power. She's 17 years old. And she is clearly extremely talented. But I kind of can see her doing better in, like, a girl group, like Fifth Harmony, than on her own. I mean, she's phenomenal, but I don't know that I would listen to a whole...
Just her.
She's so strong and like has such a powerful presence on the stage that maybe you're thinking that like if she was in a group, she would be able to give that, but not like the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, because I even thought I wanted to see more layers. To me, it was just like so in your face.
Right.
Which tends to be my issue with her.
Yeah, a lot of almost a masculinity to her performance.
I want to see her do something just kind of like soft and not belting her face off.
Yeah.
I think there's something to be said for being able to control that and show a softer side.
Uh-huh.
But clearly talented, obviously. Dawson, we learned, unless I just didn't catch this until this week, but that he has Tourette's.
Dawson does?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we talking about stuttering or Tourette's?
No, he said he has Tourette's. He was diagnosed with it at a young age.
No, you just yell out improper things.
So it's a nervous nervous system. My mom teaches special education students.
Got it.
And so there's like twitches and sometimes
ticks,
stutter things
ticks.
And ticks that they can't control.
And he said that music was able to help him control all of that.
I miss it. That's cool.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I know.
And he sang Imagine Dragons, Demons. And so he could obviously really connect with that.
Great song.
I am always a huge fan of Dawson. I think he's so cute and so marketable. And I just like his backstory, but tonight I thought he was a little pitchy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think it was his strongest
but
night.
I'm sure he was freaking out because he's going against Anatolia, and like to go second, you're just sitting there like
right.
I know. I would rather go first. I think I would want, but then again, the second person has the last, like they're in the coach's thoughts. You know what I mean?
That is a
for
good
knockout.
Could
what
go
would
either
you guys
way.
Yeah. Rather do like first or.
I'd be lucky enough to get on. That dog ISO 100 says, "I can't believe I've never been on this chat. This chat is so cool."
Oh
yeah,
we're excited. We're talking about okay. So remember a couple weeks ago we came in and there were like cupcakes on the table. and we played a game where I made you eat one every time.
Right. She kept making, she made me eat all these cupcakes.
So I was like, we need to do,
but I don't think you were upset about it.
That's why I came in today. I was like, why can't those cupcakes be here? But moral of the story, we should do some kind of like,
after any beauty pageant, eat a bunch of cupcakes. Yeah. Is that the moral?
Yeah. But we should do some kind of like fun interactive situation. So
like
if you guys
with
have
tequila
any
shots,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you guys have
this
ideas,
this is a family friendly show. But if you have any ideas of any fun things we could do in addition to, we're working on guests all the time for you guys. Mm-hmm. Chat it out.
So you're asking for games that we can play on air that maybe people could interact with. That would be cool
if
the chat could play and we could play.
Yeah. Like, what are some fun things we can all connect?
So you were making me eat cupcakes every time there was
a
performance that I liked.
If it was a cupcake-worthy performance.
Okay. So if you guys can come up with a game, let us know in the chat. Let's try to make it something that doesn't make me any fatter.
Oh, please.
I'm sure you were not upset about
they were many.
She wants the cupcakes back. All she's saying is, but, can we get some cupcakes?
But please don't ask us to sing. At least not me. Do not ask us to sing.
Okay, so before we give them any more ideas,
actually, I asked Brooke to sing because you sing.
Yeah, there she goes.
I do, but not on the show. Okay, so next up was Team Blake. It was T-Soul and Enid.
I think it's correct. Yeah.
Enid.
Enid.
So T-Soldiers, we know he's got, like, he's been performing professionally for 7 years. He's clearly got, like, a fan following. He knows what he's doing.
He's
got the moves. And this was my favorite performance of T-Soul.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then Enid is, she's a beautiful woman that said that she really struggled with...
Lower registry, right? So she had a really strong...
Yeah. That said she really struggled with, she had vitiligo, the skin condition.
Oh, this is... Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so she sang another Adele song that I think the last time she did Adele was for the Blinds.
Blinds, yeah.
Which that's a hard act to follow. But she had a beautiful low register, but at some points I was like, oh, is it a little too low? Like,
I agree with you.
Fully supported. And there were some like control moments here and there.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, clearly she
should be a backseat driver, though, isn't it, for us?
No, I'm joking. What I liked about them was I thought their friendship was so sweet when they were watching each other practice. They were saying like, "Oh, she's my best friend," and they were like clapping for each other, which I thought was
to see that.
Yeah, like
absolutely,
really great. I thought
we saw that a lot.
It was a little
a little shaky,
a little pitchy, a little shaky.
Yeah.
I think she should have just picked one of the runs. There's a little. I like me some good runs.
It just sounds like a lack of support, doesn't it? Is that?
But it was like run after run, which clearly she can do the run, but maybe savor them.
What's the difference between a riff and a run, or are they the same thing? Riffing and running, are they the same thing?
To my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I think they're the same. I think it's just like. Coke
two different
or Pepsi,
words.
Yeah.
Or like, Coke or Pepsi.
I don't know. That's maybe. I'm not.
I'm a Mountain Dew guy. I don't know.
Oh, I do love me some Mountain Dew. Okay, guys, we're losing focus. Okay, so then it was T-Soul, and he sang "These Arms Are Mine," Otis Redding, which wasn't it last. There's been like every week. There's been an Otis Redding song. So repping Otis seems to be a trend. But he got really emotional during the rehearsal. He said that it reminded him of like growing up with his grandmother, uh-huh. and during rehearsal that was like when it was his grandma's birthday. She's passed from
this. He rocked it.
I loved it.
Picking up the mic, circling around, was like this
He's
was
just a cool cat.
Yeah.
Like what can you say?
Betsy says Enid is the Latina Adele, so much heart. Mr. Anna says Enid started out wobbly but recovered big time.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
Will you agree with you? Who was it?
Mr. Honest.
Mr. Honest. Thanks for being honest.
Thanks for being Mr.
Blake ended up choosing T-Soul. And no steals for Enid, but you know, I'd like to see maybe how if they continue with their friendship, maybe do some collaborations.
Yeah, and that's the point. That's what Johnny had said that to us, Johnny Gates, that he planned on doing music with somebody afterwards. And it's like, yeah, you'd love to see that. You know, you'd love to see some of these people.
Just more importantly, what they gained from the show, other than a win, is like the relationships and the growth. So next up was Team Gwen, Aaliyah, Aaliyah, mm-hmm. Who's 14 years old, and Brinley, who's only 15 years old. They're like neck and neck in age.
They both did a great job, I have to say.
This was hard. Because I got what I was asking for when they put two people that were really similar as far as like age and just skill set. But Aaliyah saying, "Meghan Trainor, I'm gonna lose you," and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And just when she went first, I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be hard."
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought, boy, I wanted to vote for Brinley here, but this girl's doing so well.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Brinley comes up and just like, well, here's the bar. Let me just go ahead and, talk.
Multiply it.
Well, I liked Aaliyah's performance, but I thought Brinley really captured the audience, and the coaches were all so like zoned into her.
Well, and Adam said it was a Grammy performance.
Yeah,
which that's huge.
See, and I buy it from Adam. You know, we've heard at times where Blake said, "Oh, you've got the moves like Jagger, or you've got the best this and that, and rock and stuff." But I haven't bought so much. But when Adam said that, I think he was being sincere.
I feel like Adam doesn't get enough credit. I think he's got so many hits out. He's been around for ages.
He self-deprecates all the time. He's like
so talented.
Yeah, but he's so incredible.
I love Adam.
He's a neat guy. I like him.
So that was Aaliyah. Beautiful, and just like she's got such a richness to her voice at such a young age.
And control.
And then Brinley did Up to the Mountain by Kelly Clarkson, which amazing. I know a fair amount of Kelly Clarkson stuff, and I hadn't heard this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't think
I'd heard it either.
I don't know that I recognized it either, but Kelly Clarkson's got some good hits, huh?
Good hits, good pipes. I mean, like, that's...
Brinley rocked it, and she has that cute little personality, and she knows how to capture the audience with her voice
and
outfit and just her personality. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah, so they ended up choosing Brinley.
You know what I loved the best about Brinley, I gotta say, is she said, "I just know, it's like, I just gotta know that this is in God's hands, and all I gotta do is go be me."
Oh, and it's
That's what a great attitude to perform, because it's just like, okay, I'm channeling God.
When you think about it like that, it probably takes the nerves away. I'm just gonna do me.
Takes the competition away, takes everything, and just,
Well, I just love her. Her energy is contagious, you know? I mean, it's so sweet and so pure, and I love to see that even though she is in the top in the finals for The Voice, that hasn't gotten to her ego,
you know? Yeah, she's a real sweet. She's extremely sweet, or she plays it very well.
But either way, we need more of that in the industry, so it's like, you know. Okay, so they picked Brinley, but then Blake stole Aaliyah.
That was cute.
Like last second, I was not expecting that at all.
It didn't seem.
And
she had
wrapped up her speech and was walking down, I think, and giving Gwen a hug, and then out of nowhere, and I was like, "Whoa, yeah!" Like that was great. Like ended the show. Like I was so happy about it.
Did you see the girls jumping on Blake for having done it? Gwen's like, "Thank you."
But so, do you think Blake did that for Gwen?
I kind of think maybe. You know, it's like, here, I'll save your other girl.
Well, Gwen saved Brinley. She was originally on Team Blake, so.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I've been seeing that a little bit.
It was a favor there.
Yeah.
Yeah, back and forth.
Yeah, I wonder if they're out on date night and they, like, talk about it at all. Like,
save my girl.
Like, it's like a secret spy mission.
I know.
I'll swap this one with you.
But Johnny, when he was here, he was saying that, you know, at least Gwen is getting super competitive about it, and she really wants to win. So. I actually wonder what their conversations are about.
I know. Or maybe they're like one of those couples that like doesn't talk about work at home. Well, I don't know. We'll never know what goes on. Okay, so that wraps up. I feel like we sped through it so fast.
Are we done with both episodes?
Yes. Yeah.
You can.
Isn't that cray-cray?
And then there's one more.
Oh my god, I hate myself. Cray-cray. I just said cray-cray.
Did you just say cray-cray? Oh. Who have you been hanging out with, man? Isn't that cray-cray? Chelsea 90 says, "I'm watching Aaliyah and Brinley battle it out right now. It's a good battle."
Oh, yeah, because it's live right now for
West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's true. Now, that dog is saying, whose team is everyone? And that's a good question here.
Well, I feel like I need to reassess some things, but...
Are you going to tell us who you're... current team is?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, okay. So let's start. Allie, you go first.
Okay. Let me hold my app here.
Hey, if you're online in your chat, please tell us not necessarily who your team is because that's a lot of names, but tell us how many points you have.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it tells you in the upper left hand corner how many points
no,
are.
Chris,
you get points. Yeah, because then we have to compare, and
yeah,
there's a
but
game.
You have so many points.
I don't know that I have so many points.
My
I'm not.
Team. I know you have so many points.
No, there's a leaderboard, okay, and there's people like 10 times
more
than me.
Mine doesn't have points, so I don't know what you're talking about here.
Oh, yeah, you so suck.
No,
I'm joking. I don't know.
My team is probably better than your
team. So I think you have 0 points, though.
No.
So on the app in the upper left-hand corner, it says my points.
I don't have it.
I also
well,
have
whatever.
Empty
I can say who's on my team.
You guys, I'm missing a spot.
Oh, you have to
on
register. You have to connect with Facebook.
Oh, I have to connect with Facebook.
Okay. Oh, I got to replace because no, John.
Yeah,
because
you're not going to get to replace it if you don't. And for everybody on here, if you tell us what your points are, then we'll compare points when we come back and forth. What do you get points for? You get points for having people on the team longer. So, like, if you pick somebody on day one when we started and they've lasted, you get points.
But at any time, you can switch who's on your team.
Anytime you yeah, but then you don't. You lose points, yeah. I think, when they're newer.
Okay.
You get points when you tweet the coaches. You get points when you tweet the artists. You get points when you tweet about these people. And you should tweet from within the app for the points to be counted.
There's a lot of points going on here.
Okay, so you don't have points yet because you have to...
I have to get link
registered
it to my Facebook.
Through Facebook. I have 162,000 points. How many do you have, Brooke?
Hold on.
She's like, no, you don't.
She's like...
wait, hold on. I have... Wait, 162,000?
Points. Do you have points like that?
Okay. Yeah, I have 126,000.
See, you're almost got the same as me.
But it's because I only had 4 people on my team.
Okay, but you need other people.
So now I'm putting another.
I'll tell you who I've got. I've got Brenly, Cassie, Davina, Lily, and Hunter so far. But it may change.
Hold on, I'm adding.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah, Cassie. Mine changes.
Yeah, once we get past the knockouts... we can't change our teams anymore.
Oh, you can't for the lives.
No, right.
Oh, but see, I feel like once I just need to see another round of knockouts, the last round, and then I feel like, oh, no.
Okay, yeah.
I need like a little refresher.
You need to get everybody in there.
Wait, did anyone chat about...
So far I'm winning. I'm beating you badly.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're changing the topic
no,
here.
No, so I have Cassie, Josh W., Chris Blue, Hunter, and Jay Chosen on my
All right,
team
cool.
so far.
And
it's
you don't
team.
Have Jay Chosen, which you should, because almost everyone has said that they think that he's going to win.
We haven't seen a lot from... Like, I haven't seen Jay Chosen recently, so...
So he'll be... His performance will be on Monday.
Okay. Keeping us in suspense, Jay.
All right,
okay,
guys.
Okay, did anyone on the chat...
No one on the chat is talking about this, so... Everybody needs to get the Voice app and create your own team. This is for our fantasy play, and then let us know where you're at and who your teams
football.
Are.
I don't know.
Did anyone on the chat give any
lady?
Suggestions on how they want to
well,
interact
yes.
with us with like a game or
Here's
something?
Here's a suggestion. Betsy says Gwen and Blake should be sequestered, stealing each other's contestants.
So someone else noticed too.
I think we need a congressional hearing. Let's see. I'm watching Ali and Brad. No, we don't have any. Danny is on vacation in Australia.
But,
says
no,
here.
No, she's coming
Danny
back tomorrow.
Will be back. Next.
She'll be here next week. She gets
next
back
week.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Got it.
Can't
Got
wait
it.
To have you, Danny.
Yeah, Danny is coming back from down under with many stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope she's developed a really good Australian accent.
We do.
Okay, so quickly, yeah. to wrap things up, maybe let's go around and say, like, did you have any surprise moments tonight where you were like, how is this person going home?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, let's go around and say one
Besides
thing that we like
Johnny,
about the person to our left.
What were you going to say about me, Chris?
I was going to say that you are very...
I'm just kidding.
No, you're a very confident person.
Thank you.
That emanates outward from you.
Thank you. That's nice. Thank and you
Pep
said this
talks,
earlier, but we like we like this blue shirt. This
you
teal
like blue
shirt.
Blue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. Like a little plunging V action. I see what you're doing. Ladies, Chris is single and ready for... A Pringle.
Ready for
no,
a Pringle?
No,
what
he's
the
ready
hell
for
mean?
A cupcake.
I'm ready for a cupcake.
Ready to mingle. Okay, so we're getting really off topic, you guys. but yeah, hit me with your bitch.
Mr. Honest says he can't get the Voice app. It doesn't work where he is.
Oh,
where
no.
is That's, he?
Okay.
Where are
okay.
you, Mr.
Honest? Let us know who maybe your top 5 favorites are.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Or comment with that.
Well, let us know next week.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
we'll be back.
So with going in for next week.
Oh no! But you had a little thing you were asking us to.
Yeah, like so. Mm-hmm. Favorites.
Favorite artists.
Favorite artists that you're predicting. What are your predictions?
Okay,
predictions.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jay Chosen because I think that he's just done an excellent job with all of his performances. I don't think we know who his knockout partner is.
No.
Have we seen any previews?
Tell them who you ran into at the store today.
Oh, yes.
These are the perks of living in Los Angeles.
I'm going to show you who she
we're
ran
gonna
into.
We're going to show. And
I could make it come up quick. Look at how I do this for you.
Well, her name's Aaliyah.
Yes, her name's
Aaliyah. She's so sweet. She's, Team Blake.
She's going to be next week, right?
Yes. So we have a picture of her on my phone, but we...
She's like the counterpart.
Wait, so
she's like
two Aaliyahs?
Yes. So she's like the...
That's like the most random...
She's like the counterpart to Brinley. Because she's like... she's about Brinley's age, isn't she? She's a young girl.
Yeah, she's young. Brinley's I don't know age. How old... It's how we have her right here, how old she is. Oops.
But this
Let's
is the one
back.
That you saw at the store today?
Yeah.
I saw her at the store.
Oh, and then... But,
you invited her on, right? She might come?
We'll see.
But then who were you talking...
I was talking to... so we have... And she might be watching
she
right now.
She was on the blind... I mean... Yeah, she made it onto the blind.
This
right?
is your Aaliyah, right?
No, your
the
girl.
The girl I'm talking about now? Okay, so the one that I'm talking to has been following the show, which is fantastic. Trinity Rose. She's the youngest female contestant ever. Now, her blinds were preempted.
Montage.
They took it out just okay. like, yeah, okay. the same as with Davina.
Mm-hmm.
But she was 13 years when she started. She's 14 years old now. And she'll come on during the lives, so she wants to Trinity Rose. And
Amazing.
She's a cutie out
Can't
there.
Can't wait to have you, Trinity.
Yeah,
Trinity.
She's playing Belle in Beauty of the Beast right now. So.
Cute. Really cute! Oh, yeah. my God. okay, so
and also looking forward to Mark. We all like Mark.
Hopefully, yeah. we're working on
And hopefully we
Mark.
Get Jack in
Jack
next
Cassidy.
Week. Jack Cassidy mm-hmm. next week.
And I'm looking forward to his performance, too.
Yeah.
I surprised about? Obviously, we were surprised about Johnny.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised Hunter won. I think I'm just surprised that Johnny didn't stay on the show and
yeah.
get
yeah,
pulled.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Listen to that confidence.
Really, I really loved Josh West. I think he's one to look out for now. He was one of my personal favorites of the evening. And I think he kind of stole the show from me.
Yeah, I mean, he did such a great job. It was like, I really enjoyed his performance. And I think that's... There were some of the ones tonight, and when we had mentioned who was the guy that Josh was singing against, it was
Johnny Hayes, yeah,
right. It was one of those performances that kind of like Quiz's performance, kind of like there were some that were they were good, but it didn't. I didn't go.
Wasn't
boy,
enough.
I enjoyed that performance.
See what I liked about,
and I love Quiz.
We didn't talk much about Quiz. What I liked about him was that he's so young that
yeah.
it looked like. He had nothing to lose.
Oh, exactly.
Attitude. He just went out there, did his thing, and I'm glad he's still on the show.
Yeah.
I like some of the attitudes of the young artists, and that's what Trinity Rose had said to me. She's like, I'll make a bunch of notes about the kids, because I was hanging out with the kids.
Yeah,
she said, I know about the adults that were on there, like Johnny Gates.
Yeah, like,
Johnny Gates is an adult. He's 30 years old.
But, like, while the adults do laundry, it's like, what are the kids, you know?
Right.
I
She's like, I'm going to tell you all about what the kids do.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, But to see the attitudes of some of the kids, because they're like the attitude of Aaliyah tonight when it looked like she was about to go home and she's like, I love you too. Look, we're twinsies. It's like she
yeah.
was so just in the moment that the fact that she was just about to lose and be kicked off the show didn't even enter her consciousness.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did at some level, but she was like just connecting and just it was cool. It was
yeah.
cool. And there was an innocence to it.
Yeah.
Aw, well, yeah. I feel like we have lots to look forward to. I feel like now we're speeding through things because we're getting closer and closer,
closer and closer.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to kind of get to know each contestant a little bit more personally and kind of see them grow and evolve, because I feel like that's where this next step mm-hmm. is taking them. So,
and I think Monday we'll see more of Davina, too.
That's good.
Yeah,
I want to see the
game. We'll learn more about her background.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Now, so we have what? Do we have Monday and Tuesday are both knockouts? Is that what
no,
it is?
I think Monday is a knockout, and I think Tuesday is like a road to the lives.
Really?
That's
wow.
what Aaliyah said today. So, yeah.
Wow.
So she knows that she's going to be featured on Monday.
Right. Got it.
Awesome. Well, if they want to continue the conversation with you guys, where can they find you?
Hey guys, you can find me Twitter, Instagram, AllieBailey_1, and also keep up the chat on our YouTube video, and we want to hear how we can interact with you more.
Exactly. exactly.
Ditto. And you're also the same social media.
Yeah, reach me at her social media. No, reach me at Chris Howard Live on Twitter and Instagram, and do keep up the chat. We want to get you interactive. Make sure to get your teams on the voice app.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us again. My name's Brooke Lacey, and you can find me on all social media. And I'd like to give a little shout out to Hip Dot Fashion for supplying me with this.
Listen to this. She wears the dress and she gets to keep it.
Beautiful.
My God. Nobody's
giving
me stuff like that.
When you buy clothes, wear it and you get to keep it.
You bought it?
Yes.
I took it that you just... I don't know. I misunderstand.
It's a beautiful dress, and she wanted to share.
Yeah. So
nobody's
anyway.
Asking me to do that stuff.
Well, maybe they will after
they
see
they
the shirt.
After the shirt. Maybe Hip Dot should start doing men's fashion.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we'll do mini segment.
Hip Dot on social. Hip Dot on social media. Hip Dot shop. And if you use code Brooke20.
Off. That's how you. That's what you're doing. What is it? Hit
hip dot.
Hip dot.
Hip dot.
I'm gonna look it up
and use the code
Brooke.
Brooke
20. Okay, this is too difficult. 20,
y'all.
Anyway, we will see you guys next week, and we look forward to hanging out with you again. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.